When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It is our 9 o'clock hour, and it is a great honor to have on our show the newest Philly and the richest new Philly, and he is here, and the whole city is just thrilled by it. Trey Turner is on the line with us right now. Hi, Trey. Thank you for coming on with us.
Yeah, how we doing, guys?
Hey, Trey, we were just wondering, Flemington, I know your wife comes from there. Is it worth taking less money to live near Flemington, New Jersey?
we decided that. I think that was a factor, definitely in moving there, living there and being closer to family. So obviously we're going to, try to find a home we love and an area we love, but we have to do our homework there. But, I think being close to family was important for us. And it was, something we were excited about to share with those moments and memories with those, people that we love.
Hey, Trey, what's it like to sign a $300 million contract?
It's weird. It's really weird. I never thought I'd, get to anything like that in my career. I always played just because I love the game. And, early on, my agents would tell me, this is what you could make, this and that. And, just hearing numbers like that's ridiculous. So I just try to keep my head down, try to, play as well as I can and let that side take care of it and just have some fun along the way.
Hey, when you were a kid, you have this running ability that is elite. You're in the top one percentile in the world. Did you know right away, were you a little kid and just running faster than your friends? Or when did that first show itself?
Yeah, so I was pretty quick when I was a kid. But then, and getting into high school, a lot of kids started growing a lot faster than me. You got a lot stronger than me, quicker, and I was kind of a late bloomer. So I was kind of behind the curve in high school, and then towards the end of high school, maybe senior year into freshman year of college, I kind of had my growth spurt and put some weight on and got stronger and kind of gained a lot of speed, and that's kind of when I knew that it was for real. But at times in my life, I was definitely not the fastest, and I was trying to keep up with other guys, but always worked on it when I was a kid, and still work on it now, so hopefully he stays around for a long time.
When you were a little kid, what was your goal? How old were you when you started to say to yourself, you know what, I might be able to play professionally?
People ask me this all the time. I mean, I wanted to be a professional baseball player when I was like 4 years old. My mom saved all the little cards that I wrote those down on in school and whatnot. So there's proof to that. But I probably didn't know that I had a real shot at playing professional baseball, maybe until, sometime in college. I got drafted out of high school and whatnot, but I didn't know how real that was. And then when I got to college, I kind of, could play with those guys and started to get some of the scouts to start looking at me and whatnot. And that's kind of when I felt like I had a real chance. I just got to keep working.
Hey, Trey, listening to you yesterday, it's clear that money aside, winning is like the ultimate priority for you. What was it like to win a championship in D.C.?
That was unbelievable. I mean, you play so many games for so long, and only one team gets to hold that trophy up, and it's really, really hard to do. And, I think just looking back, you feel fortunate, and I think – Philly fans and the guys last year obviously know that they played so well and did so well and just ultimately just came up just short of, that goal. So it obviously hurts when you lose, but when you win, it just makes everything that much better. So looking back, those are some of the best memories, in my career, is just playing with those guys, winning that championship. And when you do those things, you form bonds that last, a lifetime with those players. So I know that's what we're trying to do here, and that's what I want to be a part of.
Hey, Trey, last year you were on statistically the best team in baseball with the Dodgers. They won 111 games. Do you think if the Dodgers kept going and won it all, that you would be here?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm a focus one day at a time kind of guy. I'm worried about, you know, what's in front of me right now. I'm bad at doing all those predictions. You know, for me, I think what's important and what's important in processes like free agency is you got to control what you can control. I can't control, you know, what teams necessarily want me or show interest in me. I can control who I like and how I feel about teams and have those conversations with my wife. And, you know, Philly presented themselves early on in the process, and we did all our homework we could, and it felt like the right fit for us. So I don't know about that, but like I said, I'm just happy about the decision we made and where we're at now.
Here's why I asked it, because the atmosphere in the playoffs in Philly became almost like a way to bring players here. They saw the atmosphere. They loved it so much, which, frankly, we were even surprised the Phillies took that run that they did. And when you saw what the fans were like, it, right up to and including the World Series, that was a selling point, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah, it was electric. You know, I remember watching the World Series in 2009, I believe, right?
Eight,
against the Yankees. And how good of a team you have. But, you know, when you're a younger kid, you don't, you know, think about perspective like that. So I know it's a sports town. I know that the team has been good in the past and they can be good again. Obviously, they're showing that right now. But when I played early in my career, you know, you didn't really see things like that. And then when, you know, they make the run they make last year and you're watching on TV and you can hear it, you can see it, you can see how much fun the guys are having in the dugout and how they're playing. I mean, that's definitely a selling point. It kind of added a different element to it that I didn't necessarily realize beforehand. So it was pretty cool to see, and hopefully we get that thing rolling again and push it over the top.
Trey, we had an internet poll earlier in the show, and we asked what fans thought was the number one reason you picked us. And money was a little bit of a factor. Your wife was a factor. But what came out number one was Bryce Harper, because Bryce has had a way of wooing other former teammates here. How involved was he in your process of making this decision?
Yeah, he was pretty involved. He texted me early on and answered some of the questions of mine about the lifestyle and living there, and coaches and staff and all that. And so we talked a little bit early on, and then I know my wife was in contact with his wife, doing the same thing, kind of asking her questions. And you know, he was a big factor. And then I think the coolest part about it is when I did sign, within, I don't know, 5 minutes maybe, the first phone call I got was from him. And he called me and just, you know, was so excited. And him and Kayla were so happy that we were coming and jumping on board. So I thought that was really cool. And, you know, I think he was definitely, you know, a big factor in why we want to be there and why we expect to win there.
Hey, Trey, during the process, did you get to talk at all to the owner, John Middleton?
Not as much. I've heard good things about him going up to it. I had seen him in the playoffs, you know, talking to Bryce. I did my homework. I knew who he was. I didn't necessarily get a chance to talk to him right away. Talked to Dave, Sam, and Rob. They're the three that kind of came down and met me at my house, so I got a chance to meet them, and then I got a chance to meet John 2 days ago on Wednesday, and he was nice as can be, awesome, very thankful and appreciative, and you know, you don't always see that in ownership. You know, I think a lot of the good franchises have that, but you don't always see an owner that's that involved and that appreciative of players, and I think that's really cool, and that speaks volumes of him. And like I said, you saw that in the playoffs last year, and then to meet him in person, it rings true. So it was nice to meet him, and I'm glad he got a chance to meet me and my family, and it was a lot of fun.
Trey, a lot of teams wanted you. What was the process like? Did you enjoy it?
No, absolutely not. It was tough.
Really?
You play. Yeah, well, you play hypothetical. I mean, everyone just sees the money, and it's like, oh, that's easy. I could go live anywhere for that and whatnot. But then when you have, you know, put money aside because you assume, you know, all the money's kind of the same, right? And then you got to really decide. You got to pick, you know, who you think's the best situation. And you're basically saying no to probably another decent franchise, another good franchise. And just that back and forth of, you know, I want to make the right decision. It's a long time. It's, you know, my family. It's just a lot of factors. And for me, I'm always just been, I want to play baseball and have fun. So the business side of it isn't always fun, but I tried finding all the information so that I could feel most comfortable with whatever decision I made. And like I keep talking about, all those things kind of pointed us here to Philly. So we're super happy and whatnot, but the process as a whole is tough, at least for me. I don't know. Maybe other guys enjoy it, but I didn't love it.
Well, we're thrilled the way it came out, Trey. And I got to tell you, if you heard that noise during the playoffs, wait till they introduce you on opening day. It's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. This city is over the moon happy that you're going to be playing here for the next 11 years. It's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. And we're super excited on our end. So go Phillies, and let's get that ring.
Sounds great. Trey, thanks. Trey Turner hitting another home run. He is such a likable guy and honest. I mean, honest. He hated. You know, you realize what this is? The team comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, Trey, you're the greatest thing that ever happened. We love you, love you. After you hear that five or six times, Al, it's kind of.
Well, you got to make a decision that's not easy, no matter what level. Even at our little low levels, when you have more than one offer, it's not easy.
I'll tell you something else, man. He didn't take the most money. That means something to me. That he's saying there's more than just money involved. You're going to be okay at $300 million.
Yeah, you think?
But yeah, I think he's going to be okay.
He's just
a very likable guy and very down to earth and honest. He's not rehearsed. I love that. A lot of guys are rehearsed.
He turned down as much money as he's already made in 6 years.
Yeah.
That's how much money he worked 6 years to make as much money as he turned down.
All right. So that leads to the obvious question. What's so great about Fleming? Right, so I got a guy. Hold on. I got Don from Doylestown. And Don grew up in Flemington. Hi, Don.
Hey, Inch, how you doing?
Is Flemington that great that you would risk $42
million? Definitely.
Yeah, what's it? All right, I got to know about this. I've never even been there at.
Was there a speedway there?
You're missing it.
All right. Tell me about Flemington.
Well, it's a small community.
Yeah.
It's very rich in history. You know, the Lindbergh trial was held in Flemington.
Did it? Was it really? Wow.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
At the courthouse in Flemington, and everybody used to go across the street to the Union Hotel, which is a big draw.
All right. So if I wanted to paint the town red in Flemington, like, what would I do Saturday night?
Oh, you go downtown. Like I say, around the Union Hotel, they have lots of shops and fine eateries. And just hang out in town.
I'm still not getting up to the $42 million, Don. This is up. Do you still live there now?
I live in Dorset. I live by in Buckingham.
Well, wait a minute. How great is it if you moved?
You got to be in Buckingham, man. I live in Buckingham.
All right, keep Buckingham out of this. You moved, Don. How great is it if you moved out?
I follow my wife. It was her idea. She moved there.
It's always about the wife. Right. I keep telling you.
I'm going to tell you, Don, I'm learning something here. The wife makes these decisions, not the guy, not the husband.
I say yes, ma'am.
Who picked Chestnut Hill?
Oh, my God, that's right for me, too.
Who picked Chestnut Hill?
Hell, I would have still lived in Medford.
I'm so happy for your wife.
Don, I've learned something today. Thank you for the help on this. Rhea, the woman always decides.
Yes.
When we moved to Medford, it was my wife's decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was living in Mount Laurel.
Yeah.
And you have to understand, listen, they have more money than God right now, right? I believe he also has a home or had a home down in Florida that may have factored into the fact that, you know, he doesn't have to pick up a new one for when they're down there in the off season and spring training. But, you know, he travels a lot. He's away a lot on baseball. So now she is close to her family with a young kid. That makes a huge difference.
Huge difference. I moved to Chestnut Hill for family purposes.
Well, there you go.
Well, the problem is I never feel when I move to the new place that the family cares that I'm there.
They check with other athletes in other sports, too.
They do?
Because a lot of times they end up buying those homes.
Yeah. Well, that was the mistake that Castellanos made.
That was a big mistake Castellanos made. No, Rhea, he needs to sell that. That was Ben Simmons' house.
Bad, what is it called? Bad juju? Feng shui, whatever?
Feng shui is the exact term.
Yes.
And it has bad vibes in it. If you close your eyes, you could see Maya Jama. 215.
Well, how's that
592-9494. We got a lot more show. Do you want to get a little scouting report out of the Giants? We got the top talker in New York, Al. Mm-hmm. John Jastrzemski is coming up, and we got plenty of your callers. We got to give away the prizes. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time 970.
Brought to you by Window Nation, Philly's newest addition, Trey Turner, just appeared on the WIP Morning Show. Says even he was surprised by the atmosphere at Citizens Bank Park during the Phillies' playoff run and how it played into his decision to sign here.
When I played early in my career, you know, you didn't really see things like that. And then when, you know, they make the run they make last year and you're watching on TV and you can hear it, you can see it, you can see how much fun the guys are having in the dugout and how they're playing. I mean, that's definitely a selling point. It kind of added a different element to it that I didn't necessarily realize beforehand. So it was pretty cool to see, and hopefully we get that thing rolling again and push it over the top.
You can check out the entire Trey Turner interview podcast at 94WIP.com. Call Window Nation now to get 0% interest for 5 full years, plus 2 windows free with every 2 you buy with no limit. Call 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, sunny today, a high of 47. It's currently 37. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Welcome back on a Football Friday. We're at Borgata right outside the Gypsy Bar. And we have been talking a lot of football, a lot of baseball today. In a minute, we're going to get John Jastrzemski up, Al. He is the host of New York, New York on The Ringer and Spotify. Mm-hmm. And he was at FAM before that. And he currently is involved in a blood feud with former WIPer Craig Carton.
I like those.
And I'm not going to go into the particulars, but I would like to make this statement as a blanket statement.
Blanket.
There is nothing in life I find more entertaining than a blood feud. And I'm going to tell you the truth, Marcus.
Yeah.
I've had my share.
I can't believe that.
No, it's a fact. In fact, you know what? So have you.
With you.
Yes. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. Many years ago with Marcus Hayes before we saw the wisdom of his thinking.
Yes.
But Al, you like that, right? A feud?
Sometimes. Yeah, I don't like when they carry over.
Have you ever had one? All these years. You're very likable.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I know he's a Hall of Famer. There must have been. Oh, Terry, the baseball writer.
He's dead, yep.
Oh, God, the guy you went off on.
Yeah, I didn't carry it over.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
did you kill him?
Not on the record.
Yeah, I see it. Calm down.
Not
That's
on
it.
The record.
Well, I would like to make a statement before I put this man on. I hereby declare, Al, I am on Team Jastrzemski.
Nice.
I'm on Team Jastrzemski in this feud, and he is on the line with us right now. Hi, John.
Wow. I mean, what an introduction, number one. Number two, I can't believe the show is at Borgata and I'm not there. I mean, can you guys go play a couple of hard sixes for me, please? Can you do that after the show?
You would have been here, but you left FAN. We told you it was a terrible move.
Well, I mean, listen.
Joking, John.
I was going to say, Ed, you know, I don't want to be in the New York Post for the second week in a row.
I loved it, John.
You when you come back on vacation, you know?
You do know Carton started here. We know Craig Carton very well.
Yes, you do. I had no issues with Craig Carton until I had an issue last week. But, you know,
That's fine. Here's the thing. I want to start this interview with a very tough question. Do you think Aaron Judge is underpaid?
I mean, listen, I wish I had Aaron Judge's agent. But I can tell you this, guys.
Yeah.
I think the heart of every Yankee fan went into their gut, and I almost wanted to puke up blood when I saw the John Heyman tweet about Aaron Judge signing with the San Francisco Giants, because there was no, like, plan B or C for the Yankees.
Ooh.
They had to keep their guy, they had to act like the Yankees. Thankfully, they did that. Now they got to get better. They still have a lot of moves they need to make, but you don't mess around with the face of your franchise. I'm sorry.
John,
act like the Yankees.
Do you understand we have a common bond here? Trey Turner was just on the show. In fact, we bumped you for him.
I know.
Him,
I was going right? to say, I get bumped for the best-looking guy in Philadelphia these days.
Well,
know?
Here's the thing. He walked away from $42 million. The Padres offered him $342 million, but he took $300 million to come here. Judge walked away from $40 million because the Padres offered him $400 million, all right? And you've been to San Diego. These are surprising decisions to me. It's just me. I love San Diego.
I love San Diego, too. I think in another lifetime, Ange, I'm doing my platform in San Diego, California, so I can play golf 24/7, 365. But look, I think for a guy like Trey Turner, the East Coast was appealing. Yep. Philadelphia was appealing. A team that went to the World Series was appealing. And for Judge, look, you also had the Giants, too. I know the Padres were the highest bidder, but you had the Giants involved. He wanted to be a Yankee. $400 million's out there, and Judge said, look, Hal, go give me an idea. Don't mess around. Gave him an idea, and it's settled. Case closed.
All right. We got a big game at the Meadowlands on Sunday because the Eagles are 11-1. How big is this game for the Giants?
Monstrous. Look, I don't think they match up well with the Eagles at all. You guys have the best team in the NFC. I think they're a clear-cut best team in the NFC, especially now with this Garoppolo news that he's done for the year. And my fear for the Giants is, how are they going to guard A.J. Brown? I mean, you saw what he did last week against the Tennessee Titans. That guy's an absolute beast. The Tennessee Titans were out of their freaking minds for trading that guy to you guys. So I think the Giants are going to have a hard time with him. But you guys don't remember this, Ange. Jalen Hurts last year at MetLife Stadium gave you one of the clunkers of the season.
That's
to
true.
To the point where
That's
I
true.
Remember the following week, I think I went on with you guys, and I actually said I was dumb enough to come on your airwaves and say, I think you guys are better off starting Gardner Minshew. I said that last year because you guys played the Giants and the Jets, I want to say, in consecutive weeks that ended up being a thing. So the Giants got to Jalen Hurts. He's been awesome this year. Like, if I had an MVP vote, Patrick Mahomes would be one. Jalen Hurts would be two.
What? No, stop. No. John, no. Don't you do that, Jastrzemski. You just ruined your credibility.
We're back on the carton side.
You got Mahomes ahead. Hurts is ahead in every statistical category. Why are you saying that garbage?
Listen, because Pat, you guys have a loaded team, and Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes.
See that? It's what Dick Vermeil said. Dick said he does all the exciting plays, so he gets all the votes. But Hurts has been better. Look it up. Quarterback rating.
No, listen,
interception.
I'm not going to
fight
you on
Take
that.
It back, Jastrzemski.
But hold on a second, though. You got the best offensive line in the NFL. You got one of the best running games in the NFL. You got two incredible wide receivers. Who's Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball to?
He's got Sterling? Travis Kelce, and Jalen Hurts is playing without his best tight end.
All right, hold on.
I understand that. You got listen. I think I'm giving him credit by putting him second. I thought
no,
I was
you're
giving
not.
Him credit.
Listen a minute, Al. I have changed my mind.
Yep.
I am Team Carton.
There you go.
I'm Team Carton. How dare you? All right, let me get to Brian Daboll because I'm going to say this. Whatever happens Sunday, that's a party on the sideline. Is he always like, what's he really like, John? John, on the sideline, the guy's having seizures. What's going on with this guy? You love it, right?
Did you guys see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? He's UConn Cornelius. That's Brian Daboll. But listen, in all seriousness, he has been fabulous as the Giant head coach. Guys, I can't stress this enough. The talent discrepancy between what you're going to see with the Eagles and what you're going to see with the Giants, it's so eye-opening. But yet, you guys are in Atlantic City.
Yep.
I like to throw a couple of bets down on Sunday on my FanDuel Sportsbook app, just saying. But this line being at 6.5 and 7, doesn't it stink? Doesn't this game just reek of like a 3 or 4 point game? Like, I don't even have any rationale and justification to back it up because the Eagles are a much better team. I just have a funny feeling. You guys are cruising. You guys are the number one seed. I don't think this game is necessarily a must for you. The Giants need this game. They're three teams for two spots in the NFC, bottom teams for the wild card. I just think you're going to get a monstrous effort out of the Giants Sunday. I think they lose close, but I think it's going to be a tight game.
Lose close, but it will be dicey right to the end?
I think so. I think the Eagles win like 24-20, something like that.
Will Brian Daboll play for a tie like he did last week against Washington?
I mean, listen, if he's got an opportunity to tie the Eagles, I think he'd gladly take it. Yeah, everyone gave him crap for that, guys. My only counter is, what was he supposed to do there when the offense has 3 yards of offense in the second half?
I don't, you know, I understand. I actually was watching it at the end, and my son, who is a Giants fan, went berserk when they punted that ball. And the Eagles did the same thing a few years ago with Doug Peterson. It's a very controversial thing. But, John, you're saying Eagles win very tight game, though. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I actually, believe it or not, would take the Giants cover in the spread. But I think you'll win the game. I think you'll
win
the game.
All right, John, since you said that, I'm back on Team Just Drumke. I'm an easy sell.
What can I say? I'm an easy sell.
John, great talking to you, man. Continue success up in New York. Thanks, John.
I love you guys. You're the best. Enjoy the Borgata. You know, 1933 on the roulette wheel for me.
Very good. Somebody will try that. You know they will.
He's a character.
All right, let's go next here to Eagle Shirley. She's late today. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, good morning, family and friends. I know I'm still dealing with this. I got my boot off, but I'm learning how to, walk again. And I got to be mindful that I don't have the boot on. So that's my issue. I had a little.
Do you realize, since there have been 13 weeks that she got injured on the Bradbury pick in the first week, this is over 3 months now, Cheryl, you've had the problem with the foot.
Lower body.
Well, it's healing. It's healing.
Are you limping right now? Do you still limp?
It's minor. It's very, very minor. But, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just a little bit.
Well, if the Eagles win on a final play Sunday, will you be able to leap for joy?
I'm not doing none of that. Nope. No jumping up and down. Nope. I know how to cheer without doing all that. Listen, I was taught a lesson, and trust me.
All right.
I don't
want to
go through this again.
I understand. But do you feel good about the game?
Yeah, I feel good. But real quick, I love that interview you did with Trey Turner, man. Just listening to him talk about the city, the town, you know, the Phillies, why Bryce Harper is. Listen, that's what we do as Philly fans. That's what we do as Eagles fans. That's what we do as fans here in the city and throughout the country. And so it got me to thinking, like, okay, so we get ready to play the Giants. And, you know, they always play us hard. They play us hard no matter what. They play us hard. All our divisional, they play us hard. But I went back and I looked at the game from last year, which I'm going to rewatch when we played them in December of last year. And something said, well, wait a minute. What's going to take us over the edge? Well, we have the play that I hurt myself on is when Bradbury caught that sixth pick and ran it back the first game. So Bradbury, who they couldn't find nobody to trade with, and they released him, and the Philadelphia Eagles picked him up. You got Brandon Graham, who was on the sidelines and who could not play. We have so many weapons and tools that's excited and waiting to get on the field against the New York Giants to take them down. Listen, the fans that's going down to the MetLife, listen, it's a win. It's a win. Like, we about to shut this thing down. We about to shut this down against the Giants who tied the game last week with the Washington Commanders. Listen, it's all on us. It's all on us. And I'm excited. I'm beyond excited. So I had to figure out a way how to cheer, how to, you know, make sure I'm still safe. But Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, listen, we got it. We got this.
Got to have it. These games, I feel more pressure. I want to keep this great record going. It's a season like right now. It's only happened once in Eagles history, 11-1. Happened in 1949.
Wow.
If the Eagles win this game Sunday, they will have the greatest record of any Eagles team in the history of the franchise. That is how big this game is. Shirley, I need one now, and I need it potent and strong.
I got you, baby. Listen, y'all at the Borgata, y'all better enjoy yourselves.
Yep.
Listen, WIP family, friends, let's get this win, boys! Eagles all the way, baby. I love you all. God bless.
That's Eagles Shirley bringing it. Al, she can't jump. I think you can bob up and down on the couch, right?
I hope.
Seriously, Al, there's got to be a
way. Not a picture I need.
No. Al, an exciting, a game-changing moment. You have to at least show some body movement.
Yeah, I don't know where it's stupid when they say you jump up and down. You're just going to come down anyway.
That's right. You know, you're right. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're not jumping, your grasp of physics is impressive.
Unless you're on a space shuttle, you are going to come back down. 215. We are in trouble here. We're going into our final segment, and we have not yet awarded winner or weasel. I strongly urge you to jump on right now.
We did do winner.
I also do have a man from Flemington who wants to explain. There's no way on earth it's worth $42 million. No. If you went to Flemington today and said, here's $42 million, you have to move, would anyone say no?
No.
Of course not.
If you went to Flemington for $42 million, everybody would leave Flemington.
That's what I think. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Hub 937. Let me tell you right now about our pets. We love our pets so much. We're getting near the holiday season. And if you're like me, you're going to want to put something under the tree for Bentley, in my case, or whatever your pet's name is. And that means you're going to have to go to Dogs and Cats Rule. Why? Because these stores understand how much you love your pet, and they're geared to make sure you pamper them. So if you're looking for Christmas-themed toys or fresh-baked cookies or bones or chews or treats, they've got all that stuff. If you're looking for something for them to wear, they got the collars, the leads, they got the fleece, the designer coats, the sweaters, even pajamas. Dogs and Cats Rule is best known for their food and their great customer service. Those people who work there will get you the exact right thing for your pet to promote good health and happiness. And that's what's important. 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. Princeton and Pennington, New Jersey. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell, all in PA. DogsandCatsRule.pet. Check them out today. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. 9:42 on a Football Friday, live from the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino in Spot, Atlantic City. And we have reached the time now where we are under the gun, Al. I need you to predict for me.
Oh.
Eagles at Giants, Meadowlands, Sunday.
Eagles
1 o'clock.
Will win 28-10.
28-10. My prediction has already been made via Jason from the Dirty 30 because he's better than I am at it. I have 28-14. Marcus Hayes.
34-14.
Wow, that's going to be easy. That's going to be nice. Rhea?
I think I said 28-16.
She doesn't even remember.
Rhea,
write it down. There's
Why?
Gotta be
Actually, I did write it down, but I threw all my papers out.
You're right. That's what you said.
28-16 is the correct thing. We are all predicting the Eagles. Therefore, if something awry happens, we will all lose. All right? But the line has moved twice this week. It started at 7. It went to 6.5. And then, at least here at Borgata, it has returned
to
7. So the late money is coming in on the Eagles.
A lot of New York money down.
Lot of New York money. Yeah. But 7 seems like a pretty good deal there.
Division game, yeah.
I mean, come on, Al. If Hurts continues to do what he does, he will take care of business.
Yeah.
I did not realize that the last time they went to the Meadowlands that Hurts had a terrible game.
3 interceptions. Yeah. And how many interceptions does he have this year? 12
3.
Games?
Oh, my God, he had 3 in the one
in
game,
Rhea. In the one game, correct.
All right, this will not happen, right? Can you assure us, Rhea, that is not a bad spot for Hurts? He just had an off day.
1,000% he had a bad day.
Thank you. All right, very good. Hope. I feel better. Let me get John up here because he's in Flemington, and I want to know. John, are you from Flemington?
I am.
John, I will offer you right now $42 million to move to San Diego. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
All right, so Flemington is not that great.
There's nothing to do. Most of the stores have left. The economy's crap. The Union Hotel, that other guy was talking about, closed 10 years ago. And other than car shows, there's nothing. There's nothing. It's clubs, VFW, Moose Lodge, Elks Lodge. What it is nice is it's quiet. All right, you got great schools. It's quiet. Yeah. Not crowded. Traffic's not an issue. It's, you know, if you got... No, I can't tell you what I was
going to
say, but
it seems to me that I would rather live in San Diego with the extra $42 million.
No, California's full of fruits and stuff. Come on, and we're East Coast. It wouldn't fit out there. I wouldn't fit out there.
All right. I don't know what that last reference was, but
I'm
going to let
good.
It slide.
Don't worry about it.
I was hoping it was a produce. Maybe a produce stop.
It didn't get on anyway.
No. Oh, it didn't. Okay, good. Let's leave it at that. All right, let's go to Gary. Let me just say, based on that caller,
so
Al.
Smooth.
Based on that caller, Al, I am definitely not moving to Flemington.
Gary,
I told you, jackass.
$42 million will get
Gary,
clear out the town.
What the hell did that guy just say? Yeah.
Never mind.
Gary's out of line for Byland. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Gary, I'm sorry you had to hear what that guy said. We cannot blip on the when our people are on hold.
Flemington, what do you expect?
All right, Gary, what do you want to say? You have a winner of the week.
I have a winner of the week, but they already picked the winner.
Yeah, we already picked the winner.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, because remember that. Well, Chuck said it, said it was the wife. That was my pick, but I had a backup, and the backup was A.J. Brown, so he got the
Kristen Turner is our winner of the week. We need a weasel better than ESPN, which doctored computer numbers to make the Cowboys the heroes.
And Doc Rivers is in the lead there.
And Doc Rivers is in the lead there. Who do you have, Gary?
Can I get a hint, Al, or no?
Yes, Al, give him a hint.
My hint would be Doc Rivers would be involved with this guy.
Ooh, Doc Rivers is involved, but it's not Doc Rivers.
Harden going to the bar with the baby after a loss?
With the baby.
Huh? All right, no,
you guys,
Gary,
didn't hear about that?
Gary. We don't do. Is there a story with a baby and Harden?
No, it's Da Baby, who's a rapper. Da.
He did a thing with Dua Lipa there.
Was did you really think it was a baby?
Hold on a minute, Marcus. You're supposed to help me with
the baby to the club. Yeah, so made it rain.
Some things can't be helped.
He hit up a strip club. Supposedly, there was stuff online.
Yeah, with Da Baby.
After the terrible loss they had in
Houston. The pictures
Houston.
Of the money was unbelievable.
Throwing money around.
What kind of money?
Paper money.
American money.
Hold on a minute. Time out. I'm using a timeout.
There would have been a stack of money that would have been.
I'm using a timeout.
What?
Are you saying
you could have killed
morning.
Yourself jumping from the top of the stack of money?
Al, are you saying that
DaBaby
made it rain?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but if a real baby makes it rain, you want to get out of the way.
Could we sound more square right now?
That's the only hip term that Angelo's knows. And that's just because it has to do with weather.
I had a chance to pair it up with DaBaby.
DaBaby, that's right.
But Al's right. If
you're
what does a baby have to do with this? No, it's DaBaby.
I was picturing Harden going into a bar.
With a baby?
With a tiny baby.
Dribble, dribble, dribble.
Let's go to Glenn next. Glenn is up. Hi, Glenn. Good morning.
Oh, Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Football Friday. I just want to say the Eagles game coming up this Sunday, I think the Eagles are going to win 24-10. They're not going to score as much because, teams score a lot in 1 week. Next week, they don't score as much. But all they have to do is stop Saquon Barkley and keep Jones out of the pocket and prevent him from running down the field and getting tripped by the turf monster.
I would love to see Bradbury do a pick six. Because it would really become a point of contention in New York because they let him go.
Yes.
They could not afford.
He got his first one ever here, right?
Yeah, I would love to see him do it there because they're so frustrated that they had this terrific quarterback and they couldn't afford to keep him. And it's just great that the Eagles ended up with him. Another great move by Howie Roseman. Glenn, give me a winner. Give me a weasel.
I'll give you a weasel real quick. These officials, when there's a penalty on the offense and the defense and the players offset, don't be saying the numbers and all that. Just say if you play the down. You take up too much time. It's bad enough when y'all getting those the replay booth. You're in there for like 5 hours just to make a call. And I'm trying to my weasel, I'm going to go with a different variation with this weasel. It's Nick Saban for crying that his team didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, Nick Saban lost two games, Alan, wanted to be in the 14 playoff.
Yeah.
Nick Saban out.
No.
Doc Rivers
we're going is back.
I'm just getting word now. We have a big, big finish today.
Ooh.
I mean, a finish, Al, that's a throwback to our past. We used to end every Friday show this way.
We?
And we're going to be doing it in a couple of minutes. Just hang in there. Super fan. He's on, Al. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Go to Greg. Hi, Greg. Greg, who's your weasel?
You I don't have a weasel for the week. So,
well, what did you want to say?
I was going to pick a winner, which would have been the Army-Navy cadets and midshipmen who go on to serve the country afterwards. But anyway, I went to Army, so that's why. But
I got you, Greg.
We have Pena's home run ball from Game 5 of the World Series. And, listen to Trey Turner before. got me to think about, well, what are we going to do with that thing? We tried to call the Astros and see if they wanted it back, but they don't answer the phone. So we're thinking of doing something on opening day, like burning the ball.
Yes.
And doing it. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, call the new show.
It's a terrible idea.
All right, now, this would not indicate our timing here, but I would say to get a large nail and, like, you put a stake through the heart of evil, just actually put the stake through the baseball.
I would just put it in like an actual trash can.
Right. That's what I would do. But, Greg, I don't have time to really get too deeply into it. We're going rapid fire here. Jerry for Wilmington. Jerry, who's your weasel?
Well, that hint didn't help me at all. I'm going to go. I agree with your son, Angelo,
yep.
Brian Daboll. I mean, Ty didn't help them. They want to win. He doesn't trust his quarterback. Ty helped us.
All right. Brian Daboll is the weasel, Al?
No.
No. Next, Jim from Clubbington. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Angelo?
Jim, who's your weasel?
Okay, I'm going to talk about that game Tuesday night. The Sixers played against Houston.
Yeah.
How this guy, who's supposed to be so great, 7'2", plays the game plus two overtimes and gets 7 rebounds. And just trying to compare him with Moses and Wilt, give me a break.
That who's your weasel?
The whole Sixers organization.
No.
The Sixers.
Oh, God, dude.
I can't give it to you.
There.
I can't give it to you.
Geez.
I got 30 seconds for Sean. I got
like,
5
that's like
seconds
a wheel
for
of fortune.
Sean, who's the weasel? Yeah.
Is it Joel Embiid?
Oh, yes, it is.
It is. Wow, how did you ever get it? Stay right there, Big Rube, real quick. Hi, Big Rube.
How?
Big Rube, I only got a few seconds. What do you need to say today?
Well, remember, you talking about that, the town. Remember,
yep.
Men pick hotels, women pick cribs.
There
so
it is.
So whatever the women decide, you got to ride with it.
I need chicken.
Come out, let me chef Big Rube's chicken all weekend, you know what I mean? Army-Navy game, Eagle Sunday. Holla!
Holla! Ladies and gentlemen, Will, I can't get to you today. I'm sorry. I know it's tough, but I can't always do it. Ladies and gentlemen, wrapping our show and our week is the legendary Superfad!
Angelo, I'm going to come right out of the gate, and I'm going to say it, okay? Okay?
Yep.
I lose Daniel Jones. Okay, I don't like him. Okay, he is bland. He is boring. He is a poor man's Eli Manning. Okay, he is vanilla. And I'm not talking about the old Breyers, okay, with the vanilla bean in it, okay? Okay, no. And let me tell you something. I got to hear commentators now extolling this guy's virtues, okay? He's got great legs, okay? He's got great football EQ, okay? I heard that the other day some crowd talking about he's street smart. I said, what? What are we talking about? Sesame Street smart? No. Let me tell you something. I am not afraid of Daniel Jones. I'm more afraid, okay, of a drug out Fozzie Bear, okay, than Daniel Jones. Okay. It's too much time. Get the super fan saying, too much. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Superfan. If you don't love Superfan, Rhea, you should check the oil in your head.
Huh?
It may need replacement.
The oil in my head.
I just
shake it.
The air.
It's time to you. It's time. To, what do you got, Danny?
All right. We talked some Phillies on today's show. Eagles, Giants up in the Meadowlands this Sunday, as well as had newly acquired shortstop Trey Turner on the show. You can get that podcasted at WIP.com. Our line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. A longtime fan congratulated you on a 30-plus year radio career, Angelo, and you admitted the real reason why you did it all.
I didn't get a chance to thank you for everything you've done, man. It's been great.
Well, I've done it for money, but
well,
I appreciate
you. You know.
See, it's not
good.
Even that great a line because it's true.
Yeah.
Our final read on our Twitter question is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Over 85 vehicles available during Armin Chevrolet's Red Tag year-end event. Visit ArminChevy.com. Find new roads to Armin Chevrolet. Closer than you think. Who will win Sunday's game at the Meadowlands? 94% say the Eagles.
Eagles are 94%. Oh, my God. Back at the station, our assistant was Mr. Dan Wilson. Here
Wilson.
At Borgata was our engineer, Kyle Quinn. Rhea, did you say something there? No, I guess not. That was
Wilson.
There it is. Okay, Dan Wilson. Also, we got coming up Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. And Joe Wechter is our producer.
He is always.
All right. Go Eagles. Have a great weekend, everybody. How do we do to that?